Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Dalet in Maseches Sota, is the 1213th daf in Shas. Our daf is a beautiful Agadita. It's going to be discussing Klal Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael and the whole process of the splitting of the Yarden, as well as the placing of the 12 stones as described in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, with Chazal's additions, where they explain different parts of the Psukim, particularly how they carried the stones, etc., etc. Once the Gemara will begin discussing how we carried the stones in the Yarden, we begin to discuss the weight of the Eshkolim, the clusters, of the time of the Meraglim, and how the Meraglim carry that. And that takes us through from the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Our Agadita continues discussing the Meraglim almost all the way through, from the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, almost all the way through Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara begins on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis for today's daf, three lines from the bottom. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Amar, B'shloshim Mikomos Nasu Kohanim Misaron Kishavuos HaYarden. There were three particular instances where the Kohanim carried the Aron when they traversed the Yarden. Now, on yesterday's daf, the Gemara pointed out that in general, the Levim carried the Aron, about five lines above where we are, and when we traveled into Eretz Yisrael, that was one of the three instances where there was an exception, and the Kohanim carried the Aron, as well as Ukishe Sibu Es Yericho, when we walked around Yericho before Yericho fell, as described also in Sefer Yeshua, Ukishe Ziruhu LeMikomo, as well as, explains Rashi on the bottom, when the Aron was finally returned to its place, to the Kodshei HaKodashim. It's an interesting lashon, when it was returned, really the Aron had never been there. This, of course, during the time of Shlomo, was the first time that the Aron was brought to Har HaMoriah. However, the description of Hichziru LeMikomo is that the Aron had been in Golos. During the days of Eli, it had been taken away from the Kodshei Kodashim, and it was now returned to the Kodshei Kodashim. This actually works well with a similar theme that came up on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, where we had discussed the ground that's used for the Sota, for the May Sota. So over there, the Gemara tells us that we have a pasuk that tells us that the May Sota, the dirt that's put into it, is also taken from the ground of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi comments that there's no need to mention the Mishkan, because that's the Ikar HaKosov, that the Pasuk itself is describing the Mishkan. So that would work with the concept that the definition of Migdash already goes back to the Mishkan, and therefore when the Aron was put in the Beis Olamim on Har HaMoriah, where the Shechinah would rest eternally, as Rashi over there explains on the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis, then it was being returned to its original point, even though, of course, that original point had never been physically on Har HaMoriah, but rather had been in the Kodshei Kodashim in the Midbar. Continues the Gemara on the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. V'kivon shenitpalu ragle kohanim b'mayim chazru ha'mayim l'achoreim. And the Yarden split when the Kohanim stepped into the river. Shenemar uchvoy noisei orein ad ha'yarden v'yamdu ha'mayim ha'yordim milmala komu nod. Echad, that the water stopped running and stood as a pillar. The Kama Goyven Shel Mayim, and how high was the water? Shnei Masar Mil al Shnei Masar Mil. It was 12 miles by 12 miles high. Kenegin Machane Yisro. And that is the parallel to the size of Machane Yisro, that is 12 miles by 12 miles. Divrei Yehuda. Amar Lab Relaz Reb Shimel Udvarecha. Adam Kal O Mayim Kalim. Havi Omer, Mayim Kalim. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon argues, if one is going to calculate this way, then one is going to get into a problem of how the water returns. What's faster? What moves faster, a person or water? So if that's so, that it's water, Imkein Boin Mayim V'shotfinosan, then when the water was going to return, the water would then fall on them. Again, when passing through the Yarden, the water stopped and began to pile up on one side like a skyscraper of 12 by 12 miles. And that, of course, gave Klal Yisrael the ability to walk, which was the size of the Machne, in an area of 12 by 12. However, if the water was going to fall back down when they passed through, then the water would fall on them as well, because there would be so much water that would move faster than people themselves. Ela melamed shayimayim migdashin v'olim kipin al gabi kipin yosem mishlosh meos mil atcheron osan kol malchei mizrach v'marav. And the solution to that problem is that the water began to pile like one building on top of the next, the amount of 300 miles. But it didn't encompass the whole area of 12 by 12, but rather it stacked up straight all the way up to Shemayim of 300 mil. And thereby, when it slowly came down, it didn't fall directly onto where Klal Yisrael was. And Klal Yisrael was able to traverse slowly. And it was seen, we saw from by all the kings in the east and west. Shnemar v'yich ishmei kol malchei amori asher v'ver yarden yama v'chol malchei akrani asher al yam eis asher hoi v'sh Hashem esmei yarden v'pnei Yisrael ad avram v'yomas levavam, and their hearts became, the kings, their hearts became softened, v'lo yovem oidruach m'pnei b'nei Yisrael. So that's the description of the emotions of the kings, who were scared. Why were they scared? Well, after one would see such a miracle like this, Chazal add, then that explains their fear. V'af Rachav Azonah Amr L'Shlochei Yoshua. And Rachav, who housed the spies before Klal Yisrael went into Yericho, conquered Yericho, she mentioned this. She said, Ki Shemanu Eis Asher Hoivish Hashem Esme Yamsuf Uksiv V'nishba V'yimes L'Veinu V'lo Kama Od. She said that they were afraid. Period. Now the Gemara continues describing traversing the Yarden. Ode be Yarden, Amar lehem Yoshua. When they were still in the Yarden, Yoshua said to them, Ru'a ma'atem ovrim, es ha-Yarden. See why you're passing over the Yarden. You know, when we're zochet to come to Eretz Yisrael, we have to remember why we're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Amanasha terishu es yeshvei aretz mepneichem. In order that you should inherit the land that's in front of you from its inhabitants. Shenema v'rashim is kol yeshvei aretz mepneichem. Imatos atem oisim kein mutav. If you do, that's great. V'imlav bo imayim v'shotfin eschem. If not, the water will come and flood you. May oschem. Now, it doesn't say the general word of eschem, but osichem. Osi v'etchem. It'll come and it'll flood both me, says Yoshua, as well as you. Ode miyarden, when they're still in the yarden, Amar lan Yoshua, rimu lachem ish even achas al shichmot, lemispar shivtei Yisrael. Have one person from each shevet pick up a rock. Uksiv l'mantia zois ois bekirbechem. This is going to be a sign that you traverse the yarden. Kishol b'neichem mocha leimar ma'avani mo'ile lachem. If your children tomorrow are going to ask you, what are these stones? Simin lebonim sha'av ravis es hayardim. It will be a sign that you had passed over the yardim. Adam yardim, amar len Yoshua, su'ulachem mizem mitoich hayardim, mimatzav raglei kohanim, hachin shteim esre avonim. He told them to prepare 12 stones. According to Rashi, these are another set of 12 stones. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaschil, Harimu lachem, that we had mentioned earlier, that's referring to the stones that were going to be a sign, and su'umize is referring to the stones that they put in Har Eval, and ultimately was part of the Mizbeach that Klal Yisrael built, that we learned about on Daf Lamed Beis. So the pasuk says, "Sulachem izemito chayardim matzav ragle kohanim hachin shtei mesrei avonim vavartim oisam imachem v'inachtem oisam b'malona shertalinu bo alayla." and you're supposed to leave it where you're going to be staying the night after you traverse the Yarden. Yachol b'chol malon u'malon. I might think that there was a chiyuv to leave the rocks in every place they go. The pasuk comes to tell us specifically here the first night after they come over the Yarden by Gilgal. Tamalom asher talinu bo halayla. Amar Yehuda abba chalafter, Rabbi Lazar ben Masi, v'chanina v'chananya ben chachinoi. Amdu alois in avonim. They found these stones. V'shirum kol achas v'achas shkula karboim sa. And they were the size of arboim sa. Arboim sa is the size of a mikvah, not a mikvah that a person generally goes to. Most mikvahs today are larger than that, but the halachic requirement of a mikvah, which is the size of a pit that a human body, just a human body, and only a human body would fit into. Ugmiri detuna demadli inshi lekasve. And we have a tradition that what one person can carry on his shoulders is tilsa de tu'uni havi, is one third of what he could carry if he carries with somebody else. It's an amazing phenomenon. A person could carry on himself, says the Gemara, 33% of what he could carry if he's carrying with somebody else. Now the Gemara is going to begin discussing the Meraglim and calculate the large grapes that the Meraglim brought back from Eretz Yisrael. So these stones were 40 saw that were carried by one person. And we know that the cluster of grapes was carried on a mot. A mot is a pole. Deduces the Gemara on the first wide line on the bottom of Lamed Daled Omid Aleph. Mi mashma shenemar b'moit. If we talk about a moit, a pole, so then of course it's not a person alone, it's two people, because that's how you carry with a pole. Eini yodesh b'shnayim, matam lo b'shnayim, b'shnei motos. It's going to tell us that there were two poles. Amar Reb Yitzchak, and Reb Yitzchak continues to calculate. Tortani. Tortani is a process in which the poles are carried. Viturtani, diturtani. That means that the weight that they were carrying were on two poles, and the two poles were on another two poles. In other words, that there was a X, if you will, of poles, two poles crisscrossed, diagonal over each other, that were sitting on top of another two poles. Haketzatza had that work. Shmone nasul eshkol echad. That if we have six poles, so then in such a case, they were carried by eight people. If the poles were crisscrossed, count the amount of edges that you have in such a case, it comes out to be eight. In the Masifta Gemara, they have a very clear diagram of the poles. Nas echa nas rima. One person also carried a pomegranate. Ve'echa nasa te'ena. Yeshuv ekelev lo nasu klum. Iba yisema mishum dechashivi. Some say that the reason they didn't carry any of the fruits was because they were more chashuv than the rest of the raglim. Iba yisema, and others say shloi yiboyse eitza. And some say it wasn't for that reason, but they weren't involved with the eitz of the Meraglim. Pligibar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman, Chad Omer, Lidivrei, Rabbi Yehuda. Some say, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, going all the way back to the top of our Amud, we had the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, how the water stopped when it came to the Yarden. So some say, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that they walked kichaniyasan, like the way that they encamped, kichaniyasan avru. And therefore, if you're going to say they walked the way they encamped, in other words, they walked as a group, 12 miles by 12 miles, in other words, when they were walking, they just kept the formation of how they encamped, and therefore the width of Klal Yisrael as they walked was 12 by 12, just like the width of the Machaneh. So that explains why the water stopped in that fashion that we described on the top of Amud Aleph, and that is it stopped with the width of 12 by 12 miles. L'divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon b'zeachas avru. According to Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, that says that it's 300 miles, so then in such a case, it would seem that they did not walk the width, but rather they walked single file. Hence, there was no need for the water to pile up such a way. V'chad amar, and one argues, as we had the svar already on the top of Amud Aleph, bein maru, bein mar, kechani yasan avru, that some say, no, they walked, according to both opinions, they walked their regular width. However, Mar Savar, in other words, 12 by 12, like the encampment. However, one said, Adam Kalu, Mar Savar Mayim Kalim. However, there was an opinion that was concerned that if they were going to walk in the size of their encampment and the water would stop according to the width of their encampment, ultimately when the water would come down, it would fall on them. Hence, the water had to pile up in the manner that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon had described. Period. The Gemara now goes back to Meraglim, four lines from the top of Lamed Aleph on the base. Shlach lecha anoshim, you shall send for yourself men. Amar Reish Lakish Rashi quotes this in Parsha Shlach when it comes to the Meraglim. Shlach lecha midaitcha. If according to your opinion you think you should send spies, then send that. V'chi adam ze bor chelik ra la'atzmo. Does a person choose a bad plot for himself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, was saying that if you want to. It was not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to choose himself. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't choose something bad for himself and for Klal Yisrael. But if Klal Yisrael is insisting, so then there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stop them. And that's what the Pasuk emphasizes, that it was good in the eyes of Moshe, as described in Dvarim Aleph, when the story is repeated, it means to emphasize that it was good in the eyes of Moshe alone. Amar Reish Lakish be'einai v'blo be'einav shel makom, but it was not positive in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Vayachperu lanu es ha'aretz, and the pasuk describes in Devarim that the Meraglim toured Eretz Yisrael, and they searched out Eretz Yisrael. What's the lashon of Vayachbru? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Meraglim lo niskanu el boshta shel Eretz Yisrael. They were looking for the most embarrassing parts of Eretz Yisrael. Hence, the lashon of Vayachbru. The lashon of Chafirim, to dig, is to embarrass. Ksiv hacha, Vayachbru lanu atzar, to ksiv hasam, and the pasuk in Yishayahu says that the sun will be embarrassed and the levana will be chafra. Here we're referring to those who serve the sun. So those who serve the sun, the pasuk says, the beautiful pasuk in Yishayahu says, kimelach Hashem tzivokos baratziyun b'Yerushalayim v'neged zekein of kavod, that ultimately, even though now Yerushalayim is downtrodden, but at the end of the day, the Zakenim will receive the proper honor in Haratzin Yerushalayim, and there will be Giloy Shechina, and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah will be Bosha and Chafra. So Chafra is the parallel to Basha. Ve'ela Shemosam Lamate Ru'uvein. The Pasuk describes in regards to the leaders of the spies who were the heads of the Shvatim. So then Shamua ben Zakur. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Davarzem Eseris B'yadeinim Avesim Raglim Al Shem Maaseim Nikru. That the Meraglim, their names referred to their actions. Va'anu Lo Also B'yadeinu Ela Echad. And we didn't understand exactly the reference in the names, except for one of them. Not everything in the Torah do we understand. So we were zochet to understand, says Rabbi Yitzchak, we were zochet to understand one of their names. Ela echad, Sasur ben Michal. Sasur shesasur ma'isev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He contradicted the ma'isev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, presumably, the explanation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared something so beautiful for us in Eretz Yisrael, and he tried to be sosurit. And Michal shas atzmo mach. And Michael means that he made mach, he made kel mach, he made HaKadosh Baruch Hu weak. Kaviyachal, he said, as if Kaviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take us into Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much stronger than he ever projected. Rabbi Yochanan also puts that into the names of another one of the Shvatim. Nachbi comes from the word to hide. Shehichbi dvar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hid the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he didn't emphasize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words have tremendous strength, and he's the son of Pesi, Shepisa al Midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he stepped over, that he jumped over the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he ignored HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayalu benegev, vayavoyu at chevron vayavoyu miboyle. The pasuk says that they came up to Eretz Yisrael through its south, and they arrived not far from here. I'm zocha to learn with you in Beit Shemesh. Beit Shemesh is not that far from Chevron. It's a short drive from here to Chevron. So coming up through the south, they came to middle of Eretz Yisrael, they came to Chevron. The Gemara is medayik vayavoyu miboyle. It shouldn't say vayavo, but rather it should say they came in the plural. Amarava melamid shepiresh kolev me'atzas meraglu. So it must be that Kalev had separated from the approach of the Meraglim, v'halach v'nishtatach al kivrei avos, and it was he alone, hence the lashon vayavo, that he came to Chevron, and he went to Davin on kivrei avos by Maris HaMachpela. Amalena voisai bikshu alai rachim, she'natzel me'atzas miraglim, that I should be saved from the Eitza of Meraglim. We'll conclude this staff from Arzenu Hakdosha, not far from Chevron. I have to run to Davin and then to learn with the Talmidim. Mirza Shem will pick up tomorrow in the middle of Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, just like he helped Kalev, that we should be zocha to be part of the Atzas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also be zocha to truly be Mekayim Yerusha Eretz Yisrael with Chachma, Bina, and Das, and Bizocha to Mekayim all the mitzvos Hatulis Ba'aretz, and ultimately to lead lives that are full of Torah and mitzvos, Kedusha and Tahara. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Daled in Maseches Sota.